This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casa Bella Home and Interiors.
Tracy Palmer is the Chief of Voluntary Services at the Roseburg VA Medical Center. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Hi, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
So talk about what your role is. What do you do there at the VA?
So for the most part, my role is to bring on people who want to volunteer, who want to give back to the community. But just recently, we have had a name change. We're not called Voluntary Services anymore. We're actually called the Center for Development and Civic Engagement. Why the name change? Well, we're so much more than just managing volunteers, and the VA's name, they wanted to reflect that.
Wow. So kind of a new chapter there. How long have you been doing this?
So I've been with the VA for 20 years, and I've been with CDCE, formerly Voluntary Services, for about 5 years now.
And what's a typical day like for you?
Oh, a typical day will start off with volunteer drivers and then the volunteers that come in at the information desk that assist folks with needing directions or pushing wheelchairs. We have youth volunteers. We have the Red Coat Ambassadors. We have therapy animals as well in the Community Living Center. And then we have a therapy dog in Eugene. We have a Compassionate Care Corps program, many programs that we have at the VA with volunteers assisting throughout the day.
So even animals as volunteers.
Correct. We have some amazing animals here at the VA.
I imagine that those are really maybe even more beneficial than people might think about initially.
They are. In the community living center setting, what it does is brings a bit of touch of home for all of the clients that we have there. It really makes it just more comfortable, more homey.
Wow. So what kinds of opportunities are there for people to be volunteers?
Oh, we just have anything I can dream up, we can turn into a volunteer assignment. Right now, the biggest need we have would be driver volunteers, where they take patients to and from their home to the facility for their medical appointments. I need youth volunteers. Youth volunteers can start as early as 15. A lot of the schools here in the area, kids need volunteer hours. They can come and get that done at the VA. It looks great on their resume. I need youth tech team volunteers to assist the older generation with those day-to-day struggles that they have with their electronics, like their cell phones and laptops. They can come in. Kids can volunteer so I can get that program started.
Why do I suddenly feel old that we're pulling young people to come in and teach everyone about technology? Because it's amazing. They just jump right in, and even people that are middle-aged aren't always as quick to grasp some of the new things.
Unfortunately, that is the world we live in, Kyle, and those kids are great. So I need some more of those to get that program fully running.
And I would think as well, besides the help they could provide with technology, there's got to be something potentially really cool there between young people and the generation that you're serving there.
It is. It's quite interesting to watch the two different age groups interact. The older volunteers really love the youth kids. They get excited when they come in there, and they think it's great that they're learning to give back to the community and engage. So they're very proud of the youth volunteers.
And I would think for some of the young people, maybe they don't have older folks at all in their lives, maybe even.
Yeah, I think our volunteers end up being kind of a grandparent role for them. They learn a lot from them. They joke a lot. So it's great to just watch them interact.
So what are some of the other places people can volunteer?
Some of the other things that we have going on is we have the donation clothing room. This room is for the low-income, no-income, and homeless veterans to come in and use that room twice a month. The stuff is free. I request and accept donations, you know, with purpose and intent to help meet whatever the needs are of the veterans. We do a program that's called Letters to Santa, where I work with local businesses and many of the veteran service organizations to bring Christmas to the inpatients and their families. We have the My Life, My Story program, where the volunteers actually get the veteran's story, and it helps their care team provide better care to that patient because they learn more about the actual individual themselves, and it gets to be part of their medical record. Also, that keeps a part of history from slipping away as the veterans are aging out.
Now, are you looking at mainly just medical history or all the history? history about their life.
They actually, it's the My Life, My Story is a program where it captures whatever the veteran wants to talk about. If they want to talk about their time in the military or their time at home or growing up, it just really depends because it's their story and we let them tell it.
Wow. And once someone passes, those oftentimes are gone.
Yeah, that's another reason why this is so important is because those stories, a lot of family members actually, when we sit with a veteran and they're telling us their story, their family's actually shocked to learn some of the details of what happened in their career or growing up. So the family gets to keep that little piece of history, you know, to share forever.
Well, and I know that historically, a lot of veterans, especially coming out of Vietnam, didn't really want to talk about a lot of aspects of their time serving. And these opportunities, though, tend to bring it out. And maybe they often will say something they hadn't really, you know, talked about in years. And I've certainly heard about that, where family members, like you said, didn't even know how involved somebody was.
Yeah, surprisingly enough, they will spill details and their family's shocked. You know, hey, I didn't know my mom did this when she was in the military. I didn't know my dad had those kind of problems or struggles, you know, growing up. So it's really interesting, too.
What other volunteer areas you want to mention?
We, besides our drivers and the youth volunteers that we really need those because we're standing those programs up, we have the Compassionate Care Program as well, where volunteers make phone calls to veterans who are homebound or just needing that social interaction. We also have volunteers that make the appointment reminder calls to remind the veterans to get in there and get their care at the VA. We have amazing volunteers. Just last year, we had 90 volunteers, and even with just 90 volunteers, they provided over $1.1 million worth of services and time donated to the VA. So I can't even imagine what it's going to be this year, because now we're up to, I think, 140 volunteers between Roseburg, Eugene, and North Bend and Brookings.
So do you see a rebound in this area as we've kind of come through a pandemic?
Oh, definitely. And we're onboarding constantly. It never ends. So.
So now, even though you've got more help, you definitely need more.
Yeah, funny enough.
A lot of opportunities to help. If people want to explore how to do that, or maybe find a niche that they could be good at, how do they get connected to you?
They can swing by the Roseburg VA in Building 2, or they can send me an email at Tracy with an I. So it's TRACI.Palmer@VA.gov. And the phone number is 541-440-1000, extension 45311, or extension 44350, and our office hours are Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning until 4 p.m. at night.
All right, Tracy Palmer from the Roseburg VA, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, Kyle.
839.